You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello there. Welcome. And thank you, as always, for spending this time with me here today talking about your wedding plans. Today, we're going to sort out some misconceptions and frequently asked questions about wedding planners and day of coordinators, which you might also sometimes see referred to as DOC, day of coordinator for short. Our goal today is to get really clear on the difference between a wedding planner and a day of coordinator, and also to determine whether or not you really need to hire a professional to help you with your wedding plans. When I got married, this is a confession, I kind of thought you had to have a wedding planner. And I laugh looking back because in my mind, the way I saw it, it was some wedding law that to plan anything, you had to hire a wedding planner. So I couldn't even pick up the phone and call caterers for information and quotes because you had to have your wedding planner do that for you, which of course is so silly and so not true. And my beliefs, in case you couldn't guess, have come a long way since then. And not only were my beliefs about how you have to, in quotes, have a wedding planner, not only is that, of course, silly, but also on top of that, it's ridiculous. And a professional wedding planner was completely not within our wedding budget. And as it turns out, of course, totally unnecessary. I wasted a ton of time researching and interviewing planners before I realized that A, I didn't have to hire anyone, and B, John and I had all the tools we needed to plan our perfect wedding day between the two of us. If you've been listening to the show for a while now, you've probably heard me tell stories of some of those interviews with planners. They did not go well. And side note, huge shocker here in all sarcasm. Obviously, none of the wedding planners I interviewed ever mentioned to me, hey, by the way, did you know that you could actually just do this on your own? Thankfully, I came around to that, but it took a lot of wasted effort and a ton of stress to get there. So I'm here today to tell you, hey, by the way, did you know that you could actually just plan your wedding on your own? Yes, it's true. Flash forward to today and this podcast. I literally created the Wedding Planning Podcast so that any engaged couple could tune in and use these episodes and use the tools we review in the weekly shows to plan your own wedding. No professional or pricey wedding planner required. So, huge spoiler alert before we dive in, I definitely do not think you have to spend thousands of dollars to hire a professional wedding planner. Now, with that said, I also know that there are countless amazing wedding planning professionals out there, and for some couples, it's a really smart investment. We'll get into all of that much more in today's show. Can my best friend be my bridesmaid and my day of coordinator? This question comes up a lot. And unfortunately, I don't recommend having your closest friends or family take on the wedding day of coordinator responsibilities. I'm not saying it can't be done, but I am saying that for the maximum enjoyment and minimum stress of everybody involved, I really don't recommend it. There's so much going on the wedding day that needs to be actively managed. It needs a designated point person on top of it at all times. And in most wedding situations, it would be pretty much impossible to effectively stay on top of everything and enjoy the wedding as a guest, much less as a bridesmaid who needs to be in certain places at certain times. Imagine trying to take photos with your wedding party and having a crisis going on in the background that your bridesmaid slash day of coordinator needs to be handling, but you only have a certain designated amount of time to get those pictures done. You see where I'm going with this? It's a conflict of interest, and I just don't think it works out well. Here's a great option for you, though. If your best friend is a professional coordinator and she has a ton of experience doing this and she knows exactly what's going on, sit down with her in the months before the wedding and the two of you can create a really airtight list of all the things that are going to need to be managed on the wedding day. And you can also probably sit down with her and make an airtight timeline that everyone can follow. And if she's donating her time to you as a gift, maybe she can be the one in the weeks leading up to the wedding to be making all of your vendor phone calls and doing all of that follow-up work. I'm just saying that on the actual day of the wedding, I would much rather see you hire someone to do that, and bookmark that thought because we're going to get to that in just a second, or have you designate someone who's not as close to you and who's not involved in the wedding day as a best friend or as a bridesmaid. I think you'd be much better off. So your day of point person shouldn't be your best friend. It shouldn't be your bridesmaid. And let's go ahead and extend that ban to your closest family and any of your closest friends who you really want to be able to just enjoy, relax, and hang out on the wedding day and not be working. Okay, so all of that said, then what are some other options? Let's go into that. Other people to look to who could fill this role: a trusted friend. Again, a friend is fine. I just don't think it should be your best friend who's also in the wedding. So a trusted friend, a trusted neighbor, an acquaintance, a friend of a friend, maybe even a coworker. Think down your social circles. Do you know someone who has project management experience? Is there someone who you work with in your marketing department who's in charge of events for your company? Personal story that I'll share with you. We had wedding day help from the events coordinator at my husband's school, and she did a phenomenal job for literally a fraction of what a professional day of coordinator would have charged us. And she didn't even really charge us per se. We insisted on paying her something, which we went back and forth about for a long time because she wanted to do it as a gift. We wanted to compensate her in some way, so we kind of met in the middle there. But it ended up being a perfect solution. My husband, now husband, John, teaches at a private high school, and they host a ton of fundraising events, charity events, donor parties, and her job is literally to make sure all of these events run smoothly. And it definitely didn't hurt that she's been doing this for over 40 years, four decades of experience in managing events. So she could have literally showed up on our wedding day and run everything with her eyes closed, and she did an awesome job. I'd be willing to bet that you know someone like this, maybe not with four decades of experience doing events, but I bet you have a friend who knows someone, or a friend of a friend who knows someone. Ask around. It doesn't hurt to post on Facebook to all of your friends and family, hey, we're looking for someone to quarterback on our wedding day. Anyone have event management experience who's available to help on January 15th? Go ahead and throw it up and see what people come back with. So weighing someone like I described who helped us with our wedding, who's been an event management professional for decades, and then put her next to a day of wedding coordinator who's been doing their job for exactly 2 years and is charging $100 an hour. The choice is pretty clear, right? You know by now from listening to this episode that you absolutely have to have someone help you out on the wedding day. So if it can't be a professional and you don't want to go that route, then a friend of a friend, an acquaintance, all of these categories are great to tap into to get that help that you're going to need. Another viable option, if you can't find someone who you have a connection to either directly or indirectly through a friend, another option is to go the stranger route and hire someone locally from a website like Craigslist or TaskRabbit.com is another one. You've probably heard the term gig economy thrown around in the news. We're living in a gig economy where it's totally normal for people to drive their cars around like taxis and make grocery deliveries in their spare time to earn extra cash. And you can use this gig economy to your advantage when hiring people to help out on your wedding day. I jumped on the website taskrabbit.com as I was researching this episode just to see what some of the options are. And there's literally an entire section dedicated to event staffing. It's perfect. Another website you could try is fiverr.com, and I'll leave links in today's show notes where you can go to learn more if this is an avenue that you're interested in exploring. In most of our communities, I'd be willing to bet that there are completely competent people who are eager and willing to work for $15 to $20 an hour doing really simple event management tasks like directing people where to park, or serving appetizers, or staying on top of trash and restroom management. I would never belittle these jobs or the folks who do them. They are critical to making sure events go off without a hitch. But to illustrate my point further, let me point out that these are all very low-paying jobs. A parking attendant, a waiter, a janitor. So why would you pay someone with the word wedding in front of their title $50 to $100 an hour to handle these little things for you? It does not need to be a wedding coordinator. It can be any person who you trust to pay 15 to 20 bucks an hour to handle it for you. And I think there are plenty of people out there who are willing to do that work for you. The bottom line and the very most important point of this entire episode. So if you're multitasking, come back to me. Whether you hire a professional day of coordinator, ask for a favor from a neighbor or an acquaintance, or hire a complete stranger through a website like Craigslist or TaskRabbit, it is critical that you assign someone to be your wedding day point person. At the very least, you're going to have vendors to manage, decorations to set up and take down. You need someone directing guests in the wedding party and someone on trash and restroom patrol. And you do not want to be in charge of any of these things on your wedding day. So designating a point person is absolutely critical for an organized and an enjoyable day. Ooh, sorry to hammer that home so many times, but it's very important. We're going to move on now. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of. Save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com.
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Next question, day of coordinator advice to share or things I may not think of. My first meeting is coming up soon. So going into that first meeting, your coordinator who you've hired will have, if you've hired one, okay, if you're not in that camp, then bear with me for a minute here. If you've hired a day of coordinator, they will have their own process for collecting all of your vendor contracts, everyone's contact information, giving you checklists, and creating the wedding day timeline. Make sure you ask them what, if any, additional information that they're going to need from you, when they need it by, and the best way for you to get it to them. I'd also suggest before going into that meeting that you sit down and give your wedding day timeline some really deep thought. So spend a few minutes thinking about the wedding day itself. Some things, for example, do you want to do a first look with your future spouse before the actual ceremony? Is the photographer going to be photographing that moment? Do you want to schedule an alone time with your new spouse sometime before the reception? I really think you should. We've talked about that in prior episodes, so scheduling alone time is important. These little nuances will impact the timing of everything else on the wedding day, so it's really important that you communicate those wishes to your coordinator so that they can include them in the master timeline and there aren't any surprises on the wedding day. If you have an airtight timeline and you wait until the wedding day to say, oh, by the way, we decided to do a first look, so we need to carve out 45 minutes for photos before the ceremony. That's probably not going to work. So do it ahead of time, and that's a great thing to put on your list for that first meeting with your day of coordinator. And this next one is kind of a two-in-one. I'm going to share two thoughts that are very closely related. First, I've interviewed a couple of local wedding planners, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like this is going to be something that's within our budget. Help! And closely related to that, do we really need to hire a wedding planner? I've had close friends do it with and without a professional planner, and I'm on the fence about spending $1,000 to $2,000. Well, if I thought you had to hire a wedding planner, we literally wouldn't be here talking today. I created the entire podcast to coach you through planning your own wedding, and I definitely don't think that anyone has to hire a dedicated wedding planner. Now, with that said, before you spin into overwhelm mode, let's stop and take a few moments to get specific about what it is that you really need help with. Why do you want to hire that wedding planner? If it's to research and choose vendors, or make decisions about decorations and colors and favors and menus, and all of those details are what's really stressing you out, these are things that your loved ones can help you with. So don't isolate yourself and don't feel like you have to do it alone. Your friends and your family know you best. And if you can sit down and make a list of what you really want help on, and then assign those items to specific people, in most cases, you'll be met with a tribe of loved ones who are more than happy to help you out. Now, if you're just looking for someone to help out on the wedding day itself, so someone to direct your vendors, answer guest questions, collect the gifts and the personal items at the end of the night, put up decorations, like we reviewed earlier in today's show, I would highly recommend, number one, thinking about friends or acquaintances who might donate their time as a gift to you, or number two, looking for some local folks willing to do hourly work through a website like the ones we mentioned earlier. I'm going to leave you with a little cliffhanger. I don't usually do this, but a sneak peek into next week's show by sharing a listener question that ties into our discussion from today, and it also leads perfectly into our show for next week, where we're going to be reviewing situations when trying to save money can backfire. Dun, dun, dun. I always do that to my kids and they really hate it. Sorry. So here's a portion of her note. My fiance and I are thinking about trying to throw a more casual party and save some money, but we're not sure if we can pull it off. We're trying to decide between two venues. The first one is our favorite, but it's essentially just an empty space. We'd need to figure out a coordinator, caterer, bartenders, the bar itself, setup, tear down, cleanup, etc., etc. The second venue we really like comes with everything. They even provide a suite to stay in that evening, and it's pretty affordable. So, two big questions. If we go with the empty space venue, do you think we need to hire a wedding planner or just a day of coordinator or both? And number two, if we go with the empty space venue, do you think we could actually save money or do you think it will end up being the same price or maybe even more, but a lot more work? Thank you. I love the podcast and don't know what I'd do without it. Well, I hope today's show has given you all the tools to decide if you want to invest in a full or maybe a partial service wedding planner for that blank space. I definitely recommend doing some research in your area to see what the price range is and the types of services that are available. At the very least, you will definitely need help on the day of, whether that's from a professional day of coordinator, someone you hire hourly, or time donations from friends, neighbors, and or acquaintances. We're going to pick up next week's show and tackle the second big question. Do you think we could actually save money or do you think it'll end up being the same price or maybe even more? I'll also be sharing some other really common wedding planning traps where trying to save money can totally backfire and end up costing you much more in the long run. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you always for your support of the Wedding Planning Podcast, and I can't wait to pick up again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. For episode recaps and special offers, visit our website at wedpodcast.com. There you'll also find a link to submit your wedding questions and future show topic requests. Follow us wherever you listen for new episodes every Wednesday. And if you're loving the podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and review to share your favorite episodes and thoughts with other couples. Wishing you a happy engagement. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. And we'll talk again next week, same time, same place.